Welcome to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. On this episode, we're going to preview the Manitoba High School 4A Basketball Championships, the boys and the girls semifinals this week, the finals on Monday. And then Ken Bentley, the head coach of the Bisons women's volleyball team, talks about winning the Canada West title for the first time and going to nationals as the number one seed. That's coming up on the podcast. As we turn our attention now to high school sports and the
that are very supportive towards us. I mean, we have almost our entire starting five back, minus one person that came up from the defending provincial champs from the JV team, which is Taylor Shep, and she's been very impactful on our team, and for the rest of us, it's been really fun playing with all of us again.
So tell me more about Daniel Mack and what kind of challenge they'll pose.
For sure. They have a lot of talent playing on their team as well, and I think it's going to be a tough game regardless moving from this point on, but if we hold our ground and play our game, I think they'll be good as much as we'll be good.
And you've played in the IGAC before, the experience of winning last year. How much of an advantage do you think that gives you this week?
Honestly, I think that every game is a mental preparation that comes without having previous help. So it doesn't matter what court you're playing on or who you're playing with. It's the same preparation that you have to come to play that game.
Playing the role of hopeful giant killer, the Maroons, who went 16-6 on the year, looking for their first title in 44 years. How does forward Trisha Torres feel about tomorrow's semi?
I actually feel very excited to play. I think our school hasn't been there in over 15 years, so I'm glad that we were able to make it.
Why do you think your team was able to make it?
I think we have a lot of heart, and we push through a lot. And I think this year, it's different because we have different players, and we have different components, and I feel like this year we have more talent and more heart within us. Yeah.
Going up against Dakota, though, they've won the last two titles. How tough is that going to be?
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we might have a chance if we just leave everything out on the court. I think we have a good chance of winning.
Have you played them this year?
Yeah, we did. We played them at John Taylor. We lost by 60.
60?
Yeah.
Okay, so you played them once. Does that scare you at all?
Not really, because it was the beginning of our season, so we weren't really together yet. But I feel like with the amount of games we played, it really built our team chemistry, and I think we'll be okay.
So that's the first semi at 6:00. After they're done, the second seed Garden City Gophers take on the 3 seed Vincent Massey Trojans, a rematch of last year's semi that Garden City won handily, 88-61. The Gophers 21-3 this year after losing to Dakota in last year's final. They're back looking for revenge, and point guard Taya Clark feels optimistic.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm pretty excited, but also nervous because we're up against a big, strong team, and we just need to play to our potential.
So last year, making the final, how does that help prepare you for this year?
We just already know, going into this game, it's not going to be easy. We're going to have to fight for every point, fight on defense, and always give it our all. But I'm feeling confident, and I feel like my team will work hard and hopefully come on top.
How many players are back from last year's team?
There's about 5 players, and 1 girl got injured.
So how much responsibility is there for the returning players to show the other players, hey, we've been here before, we know we can do this?
Yeah, it's kind of quite a lot of pressure, but the other girls adapted so well, and they just already know what's coming, and some of the girls were in the Final Four last year for JV, so they know what's coming at them.
And finally, Massey, what do they do well?
Massey has a lot of strong players, a big post, and we've really been practicing what we're going to do against these strong players and focusing on what they do well and what we need to do well.
And yes, they are battling the Trojans and Vincent Massey, regular appearance in the Final Four for them, but looking for their first title in a decade. Forward Paige Chakowski is eager to get out there tomorrow.
I'm super excited. I'm ready to play, and I'm hoping it goes well in our favor. We played them before, and it was a really good game, so I'm hoping it's another good one.
So what does Garden City do well? What's their strength?
Shooting, for sure. They've got a lot of shooters, and someone will drive and then drive and kick it, so we got to be prepared to move our feet to get out to the shooters.
And then how about your team? What do you do well?
I'd say attacking. We've got a lot of size, so if we use it to our advantage, it'd be good. We just have to trust each other a lot tomorrow because it's win or lose it, so you go home. So we got to play our game.
So coming off last year, you made the Final Four, lost in the semifinals. How does that experience help you build on it for this year?
Well, now we know what it feels like, and we're in the exact same spot. We're playing Garden City again. Not saying that it'll feel any better, but we'll know what to expect, just hoping it goes the other way this time.
The fact that it is the same team, does that add anything to this?
Yeah, it's sort of like you get a redemption, you get to try again, sort of prove yourself, so I'm hoping we can prove ourselves, but yeah.
And then what about playing at the U of M? What'll that be like?
It's so different. It's so open. Like, it's a different energy than playing in a high school gym. You feel more important almost because it's so big and there's so many fans out there to support you, but it's good.
All right, so 6 p.m. tomorrow. Again, it is Daniel Mack against Dakota, 8 o'clock, Massey against Garden City. The winners will play at 6 p.m. Monday for the championship at IGAC. So that's the girls' side of things. We will take a look at the boys' Final Four. All right, time for the boys. Semifinals, high school 4A boys' basketball championship. Thursday, the semifinals at IGAC. Starting at 6 on Thursday, the 5th seed St. Paul's against the top seed Vincent Massey, a classic in Winnipeg high school sports. The Crusaders, a little lower seeded this year after going 21-8, but they are the two-time defending champs. So how is forward Inderjeet Brar feeling about the season?
This year we had a new team. Last year we were very talented and stuff. We had to work hard, and then as a team we grew throughout the season. We've had a couple of close games against top-ranked teams, so I think we have a good shot winning this year.
What does Vincent Massey do well? What's the biggest challenge facing them?
It's their full-court zone press break. And we played them in the city finals, and the score was close until they used that press, and then we went down 20. But as long as we contain that, I think we should be good.
So is that something you've been working on a lot this week?
Yeah, this week we had an alumni game. We worked on that for the past week and a half since we played them last.
So between now and Thursday night, how much more preparation do you have to do, and are you going to be able to sleep well?
I think we've done enough preparation. I think we'll be good. But for now, we're just looking at winning the championship.
Their opposition, the Trojans of Vincent Massey, who lost in the semis last year but came back with a vengeance and going 26-2. They are the favorites, but guard Chris Petrowski doesn't really look at it that way.
You know, I don't think there's any pressure with it. You know, everybody wants to be the guys to knock off the top dog, but, you know, as a team, we've kind of established that, and we're not going to let the number one seed get to our head at all.
So last year, make the Final Four. How much do you think that helps you going into this year?
You know, it was a good experience for the guys that are still on the team. It really prepared us, especially for, you know, the fans and everything, the stuff that comes with the environment being in the Final Four. But yeah, it was a good experience, and it's going to definitely help us.
So you are the higher seed, but you're taking on the two-time defending champs in the semifinal in St. Paul's. What do they do well?
You know, they don't really beat themselves up. It's our own mistakes that they capitalize off of. So us playing clean basketball, that'll definitely help us win the game.
And you've played them this year. How did that go?
We've played them twice, won both games, hard-fought battles. Not a blowout by any means, and I think that we got to be prepared because they're coming with their A game as well.
So that's at 6, 8 o'clock Thursday, Oak Park and Dakota. The Lancers went 22-3 this season, winning a couple tournaments, finishing second in three others, but they haven't won a title in a long time, and that's not bothering point guard Blake Penner.
I like the matchup. I think we've prepared well the whole season, and I think... I feel good about the game.
The girls have won the last two titles. You feel like you got to try to keep up here?
Yeah, for sure. It's been a lot. For sure, I kind of want to match what they've done in the past.
Well, when were you born? What year?
2006.
And the last time Dakota won was in 2002.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about.
So what has to happen to change that? Starting with Oak Park, what do they do well?
I think that they have a really balanced roster with a lot of strong players. So I think it's, you know, I don't want to treat it as any other game. We're preparing the same as we would for any other game. So kind of just continuing our processes that we've done the whole year and executing.
And how do you do that when you're playing at the U of M in this big gym?
You know, it'll be different for sure. I think it's important to kind of drown out all the noise and just focus on playing. It'll be tough for sure, and it'll be an adjustment, but you know, I like our odds.
So, who's trying to put an end to the quest to end that drought? It's Oak Park, the sixth seed, who went 13-7, not a great record. They won five titles between 2007 and 2017, and they're getting hot at the right time, according to point guard Adrian Ortega.
We've gone through many injuries, but now we are all healthy, so I think we have a big chance of doing good.
What do you think the strength of your team is?
Pace. Like, after defense, we have a pretty good pace to go on offense, and I think if we are all mentally ready, we are a pretty tough team.
Dakota, what's the biggest challenge of facing them?
We have to stop their two best players, and we have to play a pretty good zone offense because they run a lot of zone. So just be ready for the zone and be ready to stop their best players.
Playing in a big gym like this, what's that going to be like?
I like playing in big spaces, so I think it's going to be helpful for me and for the team because we like playing with pace.
So, again, semis tomorrow for girls, Thursday for boys. The finals for both are on Monday, 6 and 8 p.m. at the U of M. The AAA and AAA championships for the boys and girls also being held at various spots across the province this week. What a match it was for the Manitoba Bison's women's volleyball team at UBC Saturday. The Canada West title game between maybe the two best teams in the country decided in Vancouver as the Bisons raced out to a 2-0 lead, but the Thunderbirds rallied. They won a tight third, a tight fourth. They forced the fifth. They led the fifth early 4-0, and then Manitoba rallied to win their first conference title ever in the Canada West Conference. They moved there about a quarter century ago before they were in the GPAC before that. It sets them up as the number one seed heading to Nationals in Hamilton, Ontario. And before they flew out today, I had the chance yesterday to catch up with the longtime head coach of the Bisons, Ken Bentley.
Well, Ken, how does it feel to be at long last a Canada West champion?
Well, it was certainly dramatic, I have to tell you that. I mean, it was a real tough battle, obviously, by the scores, and the atmosphere was great. I mean, couldn't have asked for a more charged environment to play in, and to kind of hang in tough there at the end was, yeah, it was great, really rewarding, and just so proud of our team.
So let's go through the match. You take the first two sets, 25-17, 25-17. I know you're not getting ahead of yourself, but at that point, how do you prepare for that third set knowing you only need one more to win it all?
Yeah, I mean, we were playing pretty clean there, and we got up to a pretty good lead in the third set too. And I think maybe kind of hung on a little bit too tight there, and UBC worked their way back into the set, and really was carbon copy in the fourth set. We got ahead early. I thought we responded really well in that fourth set, and UBC caught up again and nipped us. So we went into the fifth set. But you know, to me, the most rewarding part of the whole match was when we started every set. We started with a clean slate. We didn't let the previous set, you know, affect us to any degree. And in fact, we were down 4-0 in the fifth, and ended up getting ahead 8-5 at the switch, which is pretty impressive. I think we scored 7 in a row there. And then after that, we just stayed firm and didn't give up our lead and just kept playing forward. And, you know, we talked about playing that fifth set to win. You know, we didn't play to not lose. And I thought we carried that attitude through wonderfully in the fifth set.
So when you're going through the third and the fourth and you're on the road, you're a visitor in a place that has a great fan support, you lose those third and fourth sets. And then, as you mentioned, fall behind 4-0 in the fifth. What does it say about this team that they were able to survive that and still have it in them to come out and win that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had key contribution from Andy Almonte came in off the bench, and she was just, kids got ice in her veins. She was amazing for us and just picked up, you know, any slack there was and helped us win. And, you know, I think we're a more mature team this year, a little bit more well-rounded and just could handle that adversity a little bit better. Really kept our poise nicely, I thought. Didn't panic. And certainly, everything in your body is saying to panic, you know, but we didn't. I was just really proud that we stayed firm in the match and didn't go away. You know, we just kept fighting for every point and playing forward. So yeah, just a wonderful effort by this team. And I think we're a really tight group and they really love to play for each other. So I really thought that showed the match as well.
So Reyes Sørensen returned for this match after missing the rest of Reyes Sørensen returned to this match. We talked last week about whether or not she'd be able to come and out and play after her ankle injury kept her out of the start of the postseason, the end of the regular season. She comes in, has 15 kills. How much did her return help get you over the finish line in this one against a great opponent?
Yeah, I mean, obviously she draws attention right away, so it helped the rest of the group a little bit there. And man, give her full credit. She came in really like a week of practice, almost a month away. And, you know, she wasn't 100%, but she was certainly good enough to play. And I think by the end, she was pretty sore. But man, she still served some bullets in the fifth set. She just, you know, threw it up and got after it and gave it a full chew. So that was really impressive. I mean, you know, it was the first time that she admitted to me that her ankle was sore after the match, because every day in practice, oh, it's great coach, you know. So, you know, I think reality kind of hit her, because she did have 57 sets. She did have probably another 20 spike serves and you know, was a really good six rotation player. She defended. She really did a great job. You know, to come back in a conference final after that much time off in that environment, I mean, you know, they were chirping her pretty good there, and she just did a great job, man. She was tough as nails. So really, really proud of her for sure.
And now you go off to Nationals, where you are the number one seed. Probably would have been the two seed had you lost that match, but you are the number one seed. First of all, three of the top four seeds at Nationals are from the Canada West Conference. So what does that say about the kind of competition you've been up against all year?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a shocker. That's typically been the case for as long as I've been around, which is, as you know, a long time. So ultimately, you're going to have to go through Canada West and Nationals to win. That's just the law of the jungle. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised. Alberta has been playing, you know, really well too. Real good team, very sound. So we may have to beat both of those teams to win it all again. So, but we've talked about it. We understand the challenge. We know that is the odds on probability it's going to happen. And we'll just, you know, start over and get after it and create a good game plan and, you know, go out and play volleyball.
So you got a lot of time to prepare for round one and then not so much for the rounds after that. How much film have you watched on the St. Mary's Huskies and how much are you going to be over the next few days?
Well, I've said to a few people, I can sleep in April. I'm not going to sleep a bunch before we start to play. I mean, I'm going to hit the film pretty hard tonight. We do leave tomorrow. We'll practice Wednesday, Thursday. We have the All-Canadian Banquet on Wednesday night, and then we play Friday. So, I mean, it gives me enough time to get through the possibility. Certainly, I'd spend more time on St. Mary's and potentially Montreal if we were to play them, because we're just more familiar with Alberta. You know, we played them recently, obviously. I just finished watching them play again. So, you know, I've gotten more data and background on the Canada West teams, obviously, than the rest. But yeah, I'll be pretty busy with film and in the coming couple of days here, just so we're fully prepared when we play our first round. And we, you know, we obviously don't assume anything. St. Mary's had a great team. We played them back in Ottawa in preseason and they gave us a good go. So, you know, every team there is legit, and you've got to make sure you can, you know, not look ahead past the match you're playing.
It's a bracket for those who are not familiar. So, yeah, you'll play, if you do win, take on the winner of Alberta, Montreal. And the other side, it's UBC versus McMaster, the host team, the 2-7 matchup, and then the 3-6 matchup between Brock and Acadia. So you play at noon on Friday. You're the opening window, so that's noon Eastern, 11 a.m. your local time here in Manitoba. And then you wouldn't play again until Saturday night if you do win that game. Is that an advantage then to have more recovery time compared to, you know, a different team that might be taking, I guess, only 2 hours less recovery time if you're playing Alberta or Montreal, but playing in the first window, is it, would you rather play then or play at 8 p.m.?
Oh, 100% play first. Yeah. And you know, just because you don't have to wait around all day and then play at 6 o'clock, and just, you know, the time just does not go by very quickly when you're waiting to play. So it's great. We can play right off the hop and then we can settle in and, you know, watch other teams play. And certainly every bit of extra time we get for any kind of injury is going to be a bonus. So, you know, and, you know, we've got some aches and pains. Everybody does at this point. I'm sure we are not alone. But every little bit we can get for recovery, we will certainly take. Yeah, 100%.
Now, how much time do you actually get to spend exploring the beauty of Hamilton? Or are you just going to be at McMaster campus the whole time and just volleyball?
Yeah, it won't be a lot of time on the sightseeing tours. In fact, I've never been to Hamilton, so I can't tell you. I've driven by it on the way to Niagara Falls, but I've never stopped in. So new experience for me 38 years later. But it'll be pretty much, you know, gym to the hotel room in return and rinse and repeat until we're done. So that's pretty much the plan.
Well, as someone who has been to Hamilton more than that, I can tell you definitively, it's fine. Hamilton is fine. But you're able to, it could be very good. It could be a place you want to revisit if you win the national title, I'm sure.
100%, yes. And you know, I'm not sure fine is a ringing endorsement, but
it's not.
It's not. That was my sense. No, you know, we're looking forward to playing it in McMaster. In fact, I've never played there with the team either, so it's a new experience for everybody. So it's all good.
Well, Ken, I appreciate you taking time to talk to me tonight. Best of luck this week in Nationals.
Cheers. Yeah, thanks so much for the call. All right, cheers.
Ken Bentley, head coach of the Bisons women's volleyball team. Again, Nationals Friday, the quarterfinals taking on St. Mary's from out east. That is at 11 a.m. Central Time. The Westman men's volleyball team had a chance to clinch spot at Nationals in the bronze medal game in Canada West. They did not win that match this weekend, so the season comes to an end for them. Also, shout out to Katrina Bentley, named the Canada West women's athlete, women's volleyball athlete of the week, her performance in that win over UBC.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. If you like what you heard, guess what? You can hear more every weeknight on CJOB from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Subscribe if you'd like. We're available on iTunes and other places I'd imagine. So farewell until we meet again.
Come on and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you. Share our intellect.